Kaya Biz.
How many of you are open to receiving calls from call centers? I'm one of those people who are, hi there, I'm looking forward to speak to Kukulethu Mfuphi, and perhaps I'd like you to conduct this particular survey or interest you in this kind of insurance cover. And I try my best to be polite, but we all know that sometimes you receive a call that's unsolicited and they just catch you at the wrong time, maybe not the right mood, or just when you're not quite interested in the product that they might be offering. How is it that you respond? Well, there's an interesting survey that shares some detail on this and even separates various generations to fully comprehend how it is we respond and why it is that we respond in a certain manner when replying to calls from call center agents. To help us unpack this is Merchants Managing Director, Zain Patel. Zain, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the show.
Good evening to yourself and all the Kaya FM listeners.
Fantastic, and happy to have you with us, Zain. I must tell you, I'm really intrigued by this conversation because so often we take it for granted that when we receive unsolicited calls from call center agents, that the other person on the other end is employed and just following through with their job. But you've conducted a survey, if I'm not mistaken, to actually share more details about the customer experience. Let's start there firstly as to what the survey looks to reveal.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think, you know, that's a good way to open up this conversation. So as part of our business as merchants, we carry out an annual customer and consumer survey, a research survey that assesses the way in which consumers are communicating with brands and businesses. And the aim is to track trends and preferences that customers have and allowing us to provide the best possible customer experiences and outcomes. So effectively, this was a sample of 2,000 respondents across provinces, both male and female demographics, across different various household incomes, race, cultures, and of course, as we've mentioned, different age categories and groupings, and giving us the broad-based overview of how customers and consumers react to contact centers allows us to understand things a lot better in terms of consumer behavior and their preferences and choice. I also think it's important, Google, to just talk about the industry on its own. This is generally referred to as the BPO industry or the BBS sector. Business process outsourcing.
Sure.
And what I think is quite interesting to know, this is considered one of those industries that's going to help South Africa to go towards the road of recovery. It's in fact one of the fastest growing industries for youth employment, especially disadvantaged youth employment. It deals with spatial inequalities. And over the last 4 years, you know, this industry has created 50,000 cumulative new jobs. With the Minister of the DTIC, Minister Patel, we put together a master plan which aims to create up to 500,000 new jobs between now and the end of this decade. So, you know, there's more to how these researches take place, but also about the industry itself. You know, it's a fast-growing industry. It's probably one of the fastest-growing industries in South Africa with about a 29% compounded annual growth rate. And typically, the GBS sector is so much more broader than those who just phone out and try and sell you something. It spans across HR processing, financial processing, legal processing, as well as customer interactions, both for South Africans and we serve with the global market from South Africa. So in a recent global omnibus survey that happened last year, I think you'll find this very, very interesting, and so will your listeners. South Africa was recognized as the most preferred offshore destination of choice for customer contacts, right? So from a contact center perspective. So we rank number one in the world as the most preferred destination of choice when you're wanting to service your customers from a national organization.
That's quite interesting. I'm keen for us to understand why, because we don't necessarily celebrate our wins, but this is a huge one. So what makes us so competitive in that space?
Yeah, so, you know, I think number one is, you know, South Africa is very well positioned geographically to service the global market. I think, you know, when I think about unemployment as well in South Africa, that produces an opportunity because we've got a very capable workforce, a youthful workforce who's willing to work, and also an educated workforce that has a very strong neutral English language, spoken language as well as written. So we're able to service what I call follow the sun, meaning from the Australian markets, from the far east side of the world, through Europe and right across the American markets. You know, so we're quite well positioned from a talent perspective, from an accessibility perspective. Our pricing is very competitive globally. And then, of course, infrastructure and technology and connectivity is at world-class standards from South Africa.
Mm.
So there's quite a lot to talk about it. But, you know, if I talk a little bit more about our findings, Google, you know,
sure.
In our 2020 research, we found that during the pandemic, that was the first year in the pandemic, as I'm sure all of us can recall, consumers became so much more aware of the valuable role that the contact center and agents have to play in our society. So there was almost this awakening about the role that essential services, as you may recall, provided, and this BPS-GBS sector was considered one of those essential services. So to provide South African consumers with all things essential, you know, these were the sectors that were still going through the operations during the lockdown, you know, to provide these services. And effectively, there was a lot less understanding of the virus back then, and people were actually putting themselves out there, not knowing what the consequences of that would have been. So I think, there was a big shift in terms of how consumers respected the value and work that the contact center agent does. So our research showed that consumers were kinder to agents and were much more grateful for the essential services and the role that they played in keeping the country running. You know, and then we fast-tracked to this year in 2021. Our findings showed that consumers continue to show praise for helpful contact center agents, as well as higher levels of empathy, as well and focus on connecting from human to human. Yeah? So there was a much more personable approach as opposed to, you know, robotic processing and, you know, the type of connection that people wanted was a human-to-human connection.
Yeah, and I think that's so refreshing, right? Because so often we often assume that people are just rude to call center agents and often disgruntled by the unsolicited calls. Is this a change that's happening in society overall, primarily led by the pandemic or influenced by other factors?
Yeah, I mean, I think, despite the rising empathy and positive experiences, it's never been more of an important time for businesses to invest in the customer experiences. And then if you think about how the consumer's behavior has changed, certainly there's a lot more online consumer purchasing that goes. And therefore, when you're wanting to track your purchase, when you're wanting to get a refund or any sort of customer experience fee, you then have to have a very solid customer experience network that can treat those customer changes as it's happened. And if you think about how quickly businesses had to adapt to create online purchases and delivery to the home, et cetera, a significant, amount of increase in requirements for after-sale services as opposed to, the proactive trying to sell you something, but it's the after you've bought something service that's taken us that you can uplift. So whether it's finding the right partner or prioritizing skills and development, or implementing scalable solutions to fit businesses, customer experience need to have a different approach. And when I think about, why customers are a lot more empathetic and a lot more engaging with people on the other side of the line, or the chat, or even the email, is because there's been humans are social beings. So when the pandemic initially hit and there was a lot of lockdown, that idea of just being able to engage with somebody and just have human-to-human natural experiences just changed the narrative about just wanting to solve a particular problem, but to listen to somebody else's voice and just understand the situation they found themselves in. So I think that's been a significant contributor to how things have changed. But, if you want to get into some of the numbers, a number of consumers requested help contact center agents praise them to their managers in 2021.
Oh,
and this was an increase compared to 2022. Yeah, so 2020. So there you find customers when they're at the end of the contract, they actually feel the need to recognize the individual and then ask to speak to a manager and inform them they are. So in 2020, we only had 39% of respondents that said they'd praise an agent to a manager. And there's been quite a significant uplift, from the 34% in 2020 versus 2021. And then a further 53% had requested for a helpful agent, which is a 6% increase overall. And then the interesting part around the Generation Z,
sure.
Which is the guys who's born, in the last making contact with call center. So although, those aged 50 and plus they far less likely to request a helpful agent. They were more inclined to praise a helpful agent to their manager.
Yeah.
A very interesting outcome in terms of recognition for a job well done.
Exactly. And very and refreshing as well, right? Because we know that this has far-reaching impacts in terms of their income, opportunities to grow within their job. So really doing something for the good of others. Zane, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there for today, but really appreciative of the customer experience survey that you've provided from Merchants. And that's Zane Patel, Managing Director of Merchants, helping us understand that call center agents have really been seeing an uptick in the kind of positive responses and support that they get from customers who take and call within their specific companies.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.